Good morning, MGTOW men. This is one of the advantages of, you know, trying something, more so if it's minimal investment or if, you know, if it's kind of fucked and you really can't do much with it except, you know, scrap it or fucking recycle it or something, you know. This is one of the advantages of giving it a go and then finding out how it works out and then sort of, you know, because one of my great works of genius is to say, well, I prefer to do something once and to get it right first time and to have it come out a really outstanding job. And that requires one of two things. One, you do it properly in the first place and prepare everything and do a really great job. And if you fuck it up, it's knowing how to work your way through that fuck up to turn the fuck up back into the first rate job. Okay. Now, I don't know if you've noticed it, but my lungs are a little bit on the fuck side. So, what I have to do is when I'm dealing with fine dust, really fine dust, is use P100 air filters, you know. And so this is me. But, you know, what happens is the P100 filtering medium is exceptionally fine. What's the word? You know, like you can feel, oh, this is test runs for knives. You can filter petrol or diesel through office paper, you know, you really can. But the filtration rate is very, very low, you know, as in like litres per day or something, you know what I mean? With no, just standard sort of drip sort of pressure sort of thing. The feed rate is very fucking slow through it. And the other thing is it doesn't take much in the way of contaminants to completely block all the pores in the paper, you know. You know, as a filtering medium. So what happens is with these ones, they have no, they don't really have any staged filtering. So you get filtering that takes out all the really coarse stuff, then a filtering level that takes out the fairly fine stuff, and then you've got the filtering that filters out the super, super, super fine stuff, you know, like mold spores and lead dust and asbestos and shit, you know what I mean? So these filters don't have that, but what this does have is the filtering medium that filters out extremely fine sort of dusts, and because it doesn't have any of the other pre-filtering sort of stages, this blocks up really easily with fuck all, you know, after having sucked through fuck all air. And, you know, it sort of becomes to the point where you sort of, it doesn't take long to go, where you're going, you know, trying to suck air through it, you know. And what I did is I said, well, these are basically blocked up. The chemistry in them or the composition of the filters is that they have a layer of P100, which is very, very, very fine filtering medium, over an activated charcoal layer. So the filtering filters out all the really finest of the fine dust, and the small amount of layer of activated charcoal filters out solvents and, you know, petrol fumes and welding fumes and metal fumes and, you know, assorted sort of, you know, solvents, you know, kerosene, all that sort of stuff. So And what happens is this fits inside like masks where there's a very, very tiny sort of space. You don't have a lot of space for like bigger, thicker sort of cartridges, you know. And I thought, well, I don't really need these for filtering out toxic sort of vapors and gases and metal fumes and all that sort of stuff. I really just need these for filtering out really, really super fine agricultural types of dusts. And I thought, well, if they're blocked up, these are a fabric, but if they're blocked up, or it's a special filtering fabric, layers of, you know, if they're blocked up, basically all you can do is just fucking throw them out, you know. But I thought, well, rather than just shit can, it's like grimy fucking bed sheets, you know what I mean? Or grimy kind of clothing with lots of dust on it, you know. I thought, well, you can toss it with a little bit of detergent, you know, because I use dishwashing liquid to clean fucking everything, my clothes, the dishes, the floors, fucking, it works, you know, just standard dishwashing sort of liquid, you know. And I thought, well, I can toss these into the washing machine and give them a fucking good wash, you know, moderately hot water, bit of dishwashing liquid. I can give them a moderately hot wash and then dry them out and then see how they work. You know what I mean? It's like having a pillow slip with dust and grime and all that sort of shit on it. By washing them properly, you get all the fucking dust out. You know, I hate this camera because it has a fisheye view and makes me look like, whoa, gee, Shane, you're only 600 pounds, you know? And I'm not. But, you know, fucking, why can't they just, you know? But anyway, so what I did is I tried this through the washing machine. It took a long time to dry out. But what happens is when I put the old, I put nearly new filters in, you know, because these are fucking expensive and they're hard to get, you know what I mean? I put the nearly new filters on the respirator and I thought, well, yeah, that's something to compare by. And then I put the old filters that had been washed and cleaned back on the respirator and then drew through those and I'm thinking, these are almost like new, you know. And I think the filters benefit as this is going to take a while, but as the filters, I'd put them in with a light load because I think that would be better because the fabric would tend to sort of squish and move the fucking, this fabric around. It would tend to sort of make it flex and to sort of work the dirt out, you know. But I thought, and these will not last for infinite amount of washes, but I figure, you know, I don't have to filter out poison gases. I just need the very, very high filtration capacity of the P100 filter. You know, it's like filtering petrol through fucking, you know, it's like filtering fucking petrol or diesel through office paper. You know, it'll filter out fucking everything down to almost atomic level contamination, you know. And so what I did, yeah, I put them back on and I thought these have turned out almost just like brand new filters, nearly, you know, there's a small difference there, but that means I reckon, you know, if I'm sort of cleaning up all this dusty shit and I'm not coughing my fucking lungs out at the end of it, you know, there's no sort of detectable amounts of stuff that's been inhaled, you know, like I'm not going after, you know, taking a broom to the floors and stuff, that means that they're working and that they're filtering out all the really fine dust, and I reckon I can use these filters in, you know, where there's no solvents and stuff, you know, because the activated charcoal does absorb things, you know, that's a science within itself. But that means I could probably use each one of these, probably about maybe 10 or 15 times, you know. I mean, I can breathe through them until they start to get a bit hard to suck through. Toss them in the washing machine with a light load. Use them again when they block up. Toss them in the washing machine in a light load, and just have them for the purposes of filtering out really fine airborne dust. Because this is an agricultural area, you know, and you get a lot of dust off fucking crops in the form of silica fibres and all this sort of shit, you know what I mean? As well as dirt, you know, atmospheric dust, you know, that's coming from the deserts and all that sort of shit, you know what I mean? So this will be, this is a new boon, you know, to all mankind that within limitations, you know, no using it in solvents and poisonous atmospheres and metal fumes and all this sort of stuff, you know what I mean? But just simply for the dust filtration, these can be used again and again and again. If you give them a good wash in a washing machine with a little bit of detergent, you know, reasonably hot sort of water, not boiling, you know what I mean? Yeah, I reckon you can get a lot of uses out of these. So that's the good news, you know, when you try things. So if it hadn't have worked and it had have just fucked up, you know, just if it hadn't have worked or they had have come out of the washing machine in even worse condition than when they went in, I would have learned something. They can't be washed. But because I got off my ass and gave it a go, I found out they can be washed. And it does work, and the next step is to do a whole heap more cleaning up with all the dust and shit. And if I go, geez, I've been at this for, you know, 3 or 4 hours or something, and I'm not, you know, coughing my guts up from all the really fine dust, they're filtering, they're working, the washing has washed the previous sort of blocking up with dust and stuff, it's washed all that shit out, and they're back to filtering again, you know. So thank you, MGTOW men, and see ya.